Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Liverpool are through to the fourth round of the FA Cup. Harvey Elliott crumples to the deck from the exertion of the night. A good win for Liverpool. A tough win for Liverpool. A very Liverpool-like feel to this win for, you guessed it, Liverpool. Wow. Yes, Chris, you couldn't have taken extra. I felt quite good.
I couldn't
good
have taken
there.
It. No, because I don't think the Liverpool squad could have taken it. I don't think the like minutes in the legs type of thing and mentally being in the lead for that long, that would have really aired in the way we've been. As it goes, we can walk out of there head held high, knowing that we've put a better performance in. Because it is about results, but it's also about performance, especially when you've got a squad that is low on confidence and stuff like that. So for them to take on board what the manager was saying, that was what something Chloe was saying at the weekend, and it pissed me off because I felt she was right. Is that, like, are they listening to Klopp?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that answers those questions. We can stop all of those questions now. They're listening to Klopp. They're still hearing Klopp, and they want to improve and they want to get better. And that performance was so much better, mate, from every phase of play.
I genuinely, that felt like, and whether it's, you know, you saying a lot about, like, oh, we don't really care about the opponents, the opposition, you know, we want to play our own thing. And I'm saying, look, when it's not working, when your way's not working, you've got to go back to old school Klopp. And old school Klopp is find ways to disrupt your opponents, find ways to stop them doing what they do, drag them down to your level. At the moment, these teams seem to have a better game plan, the better motivated, the better organised, the faster, the stronger than what Liverpool have got to do. And I just thought the way we played that today was we just got in Wolves' faces.
And that's why I disagree. I think they've done exactly what Liverpool should do. I disagree, not in terms of the performance and what you're saying, but that's Liverpool not worrying about them. That's Liverpool going, what Klopp's side is supposed to do is to go and press high up the pitch and be them. They were them tonight, and that's kind of going back to basics for them.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's just a point of it's an evolution of what they did at Brighton, because it was very much, Bacetic was left to hold, and Thiago and Keita were almost more of a two, you know, playing higher up. There's times when we had the front three lined up and two in behind there, which is a very bold thing to do when we have been getting side the part all season long. So you're right, whether it's just increased buy-in, maybe it was the choice of personnel, it's a whole load of things. I think if we're giving Klopp criticism for some of the decisions that have been made in recent weeks in terms of setup or personnel or whatever, then there needs to be credit tonight, because at the midfield I thought were excellent. I think Bacetic, Thiago and Keita all had absolutely brilliant games for us tonight, and that was central to what we did.
Yeah, and that's it, isn't it? I mean, and this is why I think everybody's sort of recognised that the midfield is where the problem is. Mm-hmm. You know, the nexus of the problem is those positions, because you can't do everything else if the midfield can't do what they're supposed to do, if that makes sense. And, mm-hmm. you know, to put lads in there, and it would have been easy, to be honest, to just throw Harvey Elliott in on the right of midfield, but mm-hmm. he hasn't. He's thrown Keita in on the right, and he's trusted in Naby Keita to get through a full 90 as well, which was interesting. And surprising, and yet he was able to do it for the entire game.
Got to do it if we need him.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. And Thiago again putting an absolute Herculean shift in, but Bacetic, mate.
Yeah.
It's just like he shouldn't be as good as he is. What is he, 19, 20 years, 19 years old, is he? I think something like that. You know, a young lad, he's so calm on the ball, seems to create time for himself with his first touch. Just unfazed by anything that's ever put in front of him. You know, that's a big game against the Premier League midfield there. It's not 18. Like 18.
And just.
Fucking mad.
18
mad,
August,
mate. He's absolutely superb. He put in a proper performance there. And he was a base of what allowed the others to do their jobs. And I think with Naby and with Thiago Alcantara pressing really high up the pitch, and the midfield, Carvalho and Elliot, with the midfield pressing as well, and Gakpo linking everything well, there was just a real nice synergy between those front six players for Liverpool, wasn't there? Where we were oppressive at times, and that's what we've not been under Klopp the last few weeks.
And, but this is what this thing. I think we were just much more intelligent in how we approached this game. Elliot's goal is not necessarily a would you define it as a Liverpool type goal or whatever at this point, you know, probably not, you know, it doesn't come from a moment of us dominating possession, you know, where we're stroking the ball around left to right. It was just great bravery and great reading of the situation. Don't worry about what you know, all the stuff you've been coached is, you know, you have to pass the ball in this way into this kind of people and blah blah blah. Situation's there for him. He's got the bollocks to take it on and score. You know, he said to me pre-season, now, you know, he set himself the ridiculous task of like 15 to 20 goals and assists, because why not? You know what I mean? Like, you know, set your bar high. He scored goals for us this season, and we needed someone to grab that. But what I liked beyond that was where we've been going wrong. A, we're always conceding the first goal, so you're constantly, you've got to chase, you've got to put all that energy in just to reset the game back to 0-0, and then you go again to try and win the football match. The beauty of getting the first goal, of staying as resolute as we did, and then once we got the goal, we actually never really overcommitted. We had some nice moments, we got into some decent positions here and there, but at no point did we throw the kitchen sink at Wolves there, because we didn't need to. That was game intelligence, and that was, and again, I think tactical intelligence from the people on the sidelines to maybe keep us reined in a little bit more. And so what happens is, I know there was a couple of moments late on when they're throwing the kitchen sink at it. There's going to be, that's what happens when you throw loads of players forward and loads of big balls into the box. We just sat in, got loads of numbers behind the ball, and trusted our defenders to defend and our people to be the first one to react to headers and to get second balls. I loved our attitude tonight, and it wasn't just in all the things that everyone's been talking about. The way everyone got
there was
back
buy-in, wasn't there, yeah,
to
everything.
They bought in for a clean sheet tonight.
Yeah, and that's something we've absolutely needed. I mean, that'll be a point of pride for them, won't it? And certainly will be for Nat Phillips, we know that. But, you know, a few players there, just want to touch upon Joe Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous going into the game with Joe playing centre-half. You know, I don't think he's been very good over the last couple of performances. He was brilliant. He was absolutely sound, you know.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I wrote Trent Alexander-Arnold play right back, but James Milner just jumped in at right back. And again, just stuck to his task resolutely, you know, up against a player that's much faster than him. He's really skillful and just dug in and bought in and everything else. We defended as a team, we attacked as a team, and it was great to see, to be honest with you. Fucking much needed for me personally.
I know.
And my happiness.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, we were down in the dumps. Because you would be, because it's been crap supporting Liverpool the last couple of weeks. And again, there's a fucking huge pile on that happens every time Liverpool are in bad form, and it makes it feel worse. So all those accounts that actually add a bit of value to Twitter when they're laughing at Arsenal or United or whatever, they're all laughing at us because they're all run by people who don't like us. Yeah. And then, you know, and then you've got all fans of other clubs asking questions, and people are questioning our signings. And in times gone by, when people used to go, Salah, one season wonder, we laugh in the faces because we were scoring goals every week. Now we're having to defend lads that, let's be honest, we love because they play for Liverpool, but we haven't taken them to our hearts because they haven't done anything for us yet. You know, they're not established Liverpool stars. They've got no credit in the bank other than the manager's brought them in. But then people are starting to question the manager and the management team and all this kind of stuff. It's nice just to be able to take a bit of a breather on it. And again, you know, Klopp's position is Klopp's position. Unless Liverpool get taken over in the next week or so, there's not going to be loads of money to be spent on footballers. It's all being briefed that no one else is coming in, and that's fucking really annoying because you can see it. You know, another good. I'd like to be in a situation where, you know, you've got another player of Thiago and Keita's level to rotate with them. And look, Henderson, and that's a bit maybe disrespectful to Henderson, but they're different type of players. They're both like compact, really tight, skillful footballers, great in most, you know, they're just better attacking footballers than Jordan Henderson is. And it'd be nice to have another 24-year-old one of them to come in and rotate with it without a shadow of a doubt. But Jurgen Klopp is who Jurgen Klopp is. And he gets buy-in from his players because he makes them all believe that they're 10 foot tall and anyone can achieve at that level. If you're at Liverpool, you're good enough to be at Liverpool and you can win things at Liverpool. His mission now is to get a tune out of what he's got. And if we get reinforcements, amazing. But that's Jurgen Klopp. Honestly, I know people are trying to read into his body language in press conferences. He genuinely...
I'll tell you, his body language just says to me he doesn't want to be there. Yeah. As in the press conference, not at the football club.
And he's bored of answering the same questions that have always been the same throughout the entirety of his reign. There's a pot of money to spend. When it gets spent, there's no more magic funds that come out of nowhere to do it. You can get annoyed by that. I honestly, I just see no point in getting annoyed by it because, again, reality is reality. We're not going to change that. That was encouraging for me because we've been so porous. We've played some great attacking football this season at times, even when we've lost games and we've all felt crap at the end of it. I needed to see that Liverpool could control a game of football, and you can control it in different ways. You can control it with the ball, or you can control it by snuffing out anything your opponents are trying to do. And I actually got loads more for seeing us dig in there than I would have done. It makes me feel like we can not lose. We can actually go into a football game and not concede.
It's felt, hasn't it? Like the last few weeks has felt we've got to score more than the other team. As in, they're going to score two and we need to score three to win the game. This gives you confidence that you can win 1-0, that you can maybe get 2-0. You know, build slowly. We'll get there. But like, for me, that might be your favourite thing of it, and that's Boss. But for me, it's just about seeing what I consider a Liverpool performance out of them. You know, I talked about the front six before. I keep talking about them, mate, because if you can apply pressure to teams that way, then teams can't build up through you as easily because you've got the bodies further up the field. It's what Klopp has wanted in his side from the moment that he walked through the door. You know, that first game we went to see it, Tottenham's new stadium, wasn't it?
Old stadium,
White Hart Lane, wasn't it? Tottenham. And the first thing they do, you see Adam Lallana rushing to a fucking touchline and just giving absolutely everything and seeing players just fucking leg the other team. That today, we didn't get legged by the other team for once. Yeah. We weren't physically and mentally beaten by them. We stood up, we were a fucking side, and it was the young lads that helped to do that. Forced, obviously, by the experienced players. That's what we need. We need them to have the belief that they can go out there and fucking run around for 90 minutes and win the game of footy, but also win the fucking battles, win the individual battles. Every player there, I think, won his battle today, and that obviously normally means a win, and we got that.
Agreed. Ian Loch Stefan and Fabin are two, he asks. Look, the thing to be careful about Stefan Bocetic is that he's 18 and just.
Don't worry, I think we're kids, people.
you need a squad, and we need to be able to rotate lads and bring in freshness. What we don't need to fall into the trap of is like, that's the midfield three that should play every game. No, we need to get a tune out of everything that we've got here. You know, you need to get everyone back up and running and everyone pulling towards it, because playing the same lads over and over again doesn't work.
Look, you've got to think of it like a fucking orchestra. There's times for the fucking brass section, there's times for the fucking woodwind, you know what I mean? That's kind of what it is. Your turn, and it's making the fucking sound all together that works. He's got to balance these players. Naby Keita can't play every game this season. Mm-hmm. Just can't do it.
Nope,
Joel Matip can't do it. You know, Joe Gomez, they can't do it. Virgil van Dijk at the moment can't do it. Nunes, none of them can do it. So you've got to pick and choose your battles wisely. And that's going to be as hard a job as Klopp's going to get this season, is when and who to choose for each individual game.
Huge game for Elliott. Nice game for Carvalho to get some minutes. Gakpo again, actually quite encouraged by his link play in the centre forward position. Thiago, one of his great performances. Keita, as you say, very, very useful. Good game, good performance all around. One that we won't talk about loads, but what, you know, Liverpool, we needed a shot on the arm. We needed some positivity. We have got an FA Cup fourth round tie with Brighton now to look forward to.
But also, look, the big thing for me right now, knowing that loads of Man United fans and Arsenal fans have been in the comments all night, is to just know that they turned the VAR off on purpose for us. Just know that, because that's what it was all about as far as I'm concerned. We're big, big fucking cheats. And do you know what? We fucking love it.
It's delicious. Great. Thank you so much for joining us on the watch along and the final whistle tonight. We are going to be doing more on this game. I'm going to be doing your reactions. If you're a YouTube member, you can access our members only chat, or you can tweet us at the Redmen TV to give your reactions to this game. Fan reaction follows on from this. Chris will be doing play ratings, and then we will return together in this set in the studio to do the instant match reaction over on redmenplus.com in about an hour's time. So make sure you come check that out. Dan Club is at Molyneux. He will hopefully have In the Ground podcast as well on redmenplus.com this evening. So plenty to keep you occupied. Liverpool winning games. We have got you covered with plenty of post-match content, whether it's free or on YouTube, or of course additional podcasts and video shows over on Redmen Plus. We hope you join us and continue to join us. Yes, that was much, much better. Thank you, Liverpool. Thank you very much, and most especially thank you very much to Harvey Elliott for a wonder goal. We love you, Harvey.
In your face, world.
In your face, haters. See you all soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.